Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really gonna like how easy it is. So order today at Kroger.com. First of the season Honeycrisp apples are $1.87 a pound. And boneless ribeye steaks are $6.99 a pound in the value pack with card. Fresh food. Low prices at Kroger.
Live and local, Detroit's number one news station, News Radio 950 WWJ.
Talks continue in Lansing as lawmakers look to hammer out a new budget everyone can agree upon. It's not coming, though, without some drama. We are joined live and local now by Republican Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. Good morning, Mr. Chatfield. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. It's a pleasure to be on the show this morning. And I think we should all not just be talking about roads, but also celebrating the advancement of the Detroit Youth Choir and America's Got Talent.
Did you watch that last night? Are you excited?
Good for them.
Oh, yeah,
yes, sir. You know, it was great. I've been able to follow them a little bit this season, and I will tell you, I'm very impressed by that, and I look forward to hosting them in the House of Representatives sometime soon.
You know, that is very nice, but let's talk about the budget now. You know, the governor had some tough talk yesterday accusing some people of screwing around on the budget. Are you guys screwing around up there? What's happening?
You know, we've been having very productive conversations over the past couple of months about how we can fix the roads and how we can get the budget done. Much progress has been made, but we do not have an agreement yet on roads, and I think it's important that the governor is willing to pivot and work with us on the budget, despite our unwillingness to give her a 45-cent gas tax increase. The people of our state don't support it. They cannot afford it, so we're not going there. So we need to meet in the middle, and my fear is that her unwillingness to come off of that is holding up this budget process, and I don't think that's right.
You said there's been progress. She's been very critical of the legislature. What have you offered the governor, and what do you want to keep? Why do you want to keep those offers confidential?
So I have said from day one, I will not even have a conversation about raising taxes at the pump until every single penny that's paid in taxes at the pump already is a penny that goes towards roads. People don't want their taxes raised at the pump if it's not even going towards roads. I think that's wrong, and it's a fundamental reason why our roads are in poor condition. So when we talk about what's been offered, you can actually look already at what the House has done months ago with our budget. We passed in our budget no tax increases, but ensured that the roads got nearly $900 million more in roads funding. So we've taken that first step. We've given the roads more money without raising taxes. In addition to that, we've met with her, and we've given a menu of options of ways that we believe we can meet in the middle and keep moving this process forward. She has not accepted those. The problem is, in 30 days, our budget is due. Schools don't have their budget. The people don't have a budget, and I think that's wrong. We have to be willing to get the budget done and continue working on roads. But right now, the governor is holding the budget hostage because we won't tax people 45 cents. I think that's wrong.
People are worried. They're hearing all this talk about a government shutdown. If there is a government shutdown, how does that affect everyday people, really?
Let me tell you, there's one person in the city of Lansing talking about a budget shutdown, and that's the governor. You won't hear that word come out of my mouth. You won't hear it come out of the majority leader's mouth, because we are committed to getting a budget done. There's no reason we can't have a budget done in the next 30 days. I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath and realize this is how negotiations are made. We cannot fabricate a crisis only to put pressure to raise taxes. I don't think that's what the people of our state deserve. I don't think it's what they want. So we're committed to working this out until the very last day. We're going to work day and night to get an agreement. And that's what we're committed to doing, and I'm very optimistic we're going to get it done.
There might be a reason, though, Mr. Chatfield, that there might not get a budget deal done, because you just said you will not accept that. Right now, there's a 6% gas tax. Much of that money goes towards education, not the roads. You said every dime needs to go to the roads. That is a sticking point, because the governor says, no way, I'm not getting rid of this 6% gas tax.
If you look at the House budget that we passed months ago, we redirected all sales tax dollars at the pump towards the roads. We redirected that money. And if you look at the education budget, we gave it an increase. These are merely talking points. They're not facts. We gave a larger per pupil increase in our budget that we passed in the House of Representatives than what was presented to us by the governor. And we did that even after shifting money at the pump. The fact is, there are ways to fix our roads. There are ways to ensure they're properly funded. And those ways do not include a 45-cent gas tax.
The House has put together a plan to boost school spending $226 million, the Senate $410 million. Are you concerned, though, a lot of that money is going towards teacher retirement, not directly to the classrooms?
Well, we need to make sure that we're funding both. I would tell you this. The state of Michigan has paid more down in long-term debt than any other state in the country the last 10 years. And much of that has been because we've had to pour in more and more money into teacher pensions. The fact is, the teachers were promised that money and they need to get it. But we need to ensure that we can make these payments. We don't want to be like states like Illinois, who promised the moon, the sun, and the stars and can't deliver it. The fact is, we're making our payments, but we do need to be realistic in the payment schedule we have to ensure that we can keep it up over the next couple of years. The problem is, the schedule we're on, the next $1.5 billion in increases in education might have to be absorbed by teacher pensions. So we'll be putting more money into schools, but that money will not be making it into the classroom. I think that's a potential problem for our kids, and I think that's an issue that needs to be solved.
Well, we wish you all the best. Speaker of the House, Republican Lee Chatfield, you're meeting with the governor today, I understand. We wish for the best in those talks for you and for all.
Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.